the same Oswald, as soon as he ascended the throne, being desirous that all his nation should receive the Christian faith, whereof he had found happy experience in vanquishing the barbarians, sent to the elders of the Scots, among whom himself and his followers, when in banishment, had received the sacrament of baptism, desiring they would send him a bishop, by whose instruction and ministry the English nation which he governed might be taught the advantages and receive the sacraments of the Christian faith. Nor were they slow in granting his request, but sent him Bishop Aidan, a man of singular meekness, piety, and moderation, zealous in the cause of God, though not altogether according to knowledge, for he was wont to keep Easter Sunday according to the custom of his country, which we have before so often mentioned, from the 14th to the 20th moon. The northern province of the Scots and all the nations of the Picts celebrating Easter then after that manner, and believing that they therein followed the writings of the holy and praiseworthy Father Anatolius, the truth of which every skilful person can discern. But the Scots, which dwelt in the south of Ireland, had long since, by the admonition of the Bishop of the Apostolic See, learned to observe Easter according to the canonical custom. On the arrival of the bishop, the king appointed him his episcopal see in the Isle of Lindisfarne, as he desired, which place, as the tide flows and ebbs twice a day, is enclosed by the waves of the sea like an island, and again twice in the day, when the shore is left dry, becomes contiguous to the land. The king also humbly and willingly, in all cases giving ear to his admonitions, applied himself to build and extend the Church of Christ in his kingdom, wherein, when the bishop, who was not skilful in the English tongue, preached the gospel, it was most delightful to see the king himself interpreting the word of God to his commanders and ministers, for he had perfectly learned the language of the Scots during his long banishment. From that time, many of the Scots came daily into Britain, and with great devotion preached the word to those provinces of the English over which King Oswald reigned, and those among them that had received priests' orders, administered to them the grace of baptism. Churches were built in several places. The people joyfully flocked together to hear the word. Money and lands were given of the king's bounty to build monasteries. The English, great and small, were by their Scottish masters instructed in the rules and observance of regular discipline, for most of them that came to preach were monks. Bishop Aidan was himself a monk of the island called High, whose monastery was for a long time the chief of almost all those of the northern Scots and all those of the Picts, and had the direction of their people. That island belongs to Britain, being divided from it by a small arm of the sea, but had been long since given by the Picts who inhabit those parts of Britain to these Scottish monks, because they had received the faith of Christ through their preaching.